Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at the epicenter of free speech, Genesis Communications Network. Rich Stevens with us in Montana. Welcome, Rich.
Thank you, Vince. How are you doing this morning?
Well, you know, I'm perplexed. So I was driving with our son in the old pickup truck, traveling through kind of like central Missouri, north of where we are, and Pettis County, P-E-T-T-I-S County, near Sedalia, or Sedalia, I think, is in Pettis County. And there were these signs on round bales of hay. This is right up your alley, Rich. And the signs said, farms, not landfills. Bales of hay, homemade signs, farmers had them in their fields. And this area is just cattle country, just farm after farm after farm of pasture and hay fields. And it's just magnificent. And so I wrote down the number. There were some signs along the highway of local businesses, a business that would like to attract people to come visit. There was one. Another one was a real estate office. And another one was a an insurance company that caters to farmers. So I wrote down those numbers from the signs along the highway and ultimately called them up. And I got some I got a middle-aged gal at one of the businesses, and I asked her if she knew about the landfill that looked like it was on its way to becoming a reality. It looked like there was a fight like we had going on in Virginia that I was involved in, and she didn't seem to know much about it. And then I called another company, and a guy answered the phone. I said, "Are you aware of it?" He goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Do you have a position?" He goes, "I don't care either way." Okay. And then I called the farm insurance company, and I said that I was wondering if I could talk to someone who might know about that. And she said, "Well, there's nobody here." But she didn't seem to know much about it, didn't seem interested in it, and would get a message to one of the guys, the agents, you know, and they'd call me back if they were interested. No call back. I can't believe it. I just can't believe. And so I'm looking at the map, and Missouri is surrounded, if you start at the north, Iowa, if you go around clockwise, so Missouri is surrounded by Iowa, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska. So all those states touch Missouri's border. And that means the trash from any one of those states can come in. Iowa, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska. And this location for this dump is kind of centrally located for all those states to pour their trash into Missouri. And no one seemed to be interested. I can't believe it. How is it possible? This fight's been going on for over a year, and no one seems to be interested in it, except maybe a few farmers. And I said, you know, I know how you can win this. I know how you can win this. No interest. I said, it's easy to win. Easy. You can do it. No interest. Rich, so it's upsetting to me. Any comments?
Well, we can talk just about this for the whole program, but look.
Apathy.
The people have been caught. And I have so much information, Vince. I'm going to have to steal the microphone from you sooner or later because I have so much information.
Go ahead. I just wanted to share that.
My comment is the people are waking up to the fact that the powers that be want a transhuman population. They want to manipulate our consciousness, our memory, our central nervous system. They're throwing genocide, eugenics, onto the population to not just dumb them down, not just to control them, but to shorten their life and make them a class of slaves. And then using robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence to take more jobs and destroy the economy. So when people realize, when they wake up to this murder, I don't think that they think of other things in life. Because most people would never have believed that our own government and our own elite are consolidating power, money, and control in every way, shape, and form for the benefit of their children who never earned their job, didn't earn their money, and are throwing everybody else under the bus and paying people off and blackmailing people to be their lieutenants to pull this off. And delegitimize work, eliminate value, eliminate everything earned, and creating precedents to protect themselves, meaning the elite, while they're turning groups, hyphen, and pronouns against each other in divide and conquer strategies, throwing distractions all over. I have so much on what we're talking about right now regarding the distractions and divide and conquer stuff. But, Vince, people are waking up, and they're depressed. If you look, this is why I give numbers on despair. That's one of the reasons I wrote the book. Because when you look at suicide, you look at drug use, you look at obesity, you look at economic destruction, where 63% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, where we have proven that all these politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness, equity, all these fancy politically correct buzzwords don't even mean anything anymore. Because what we've done is proven that the monies have gone from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%, mostly the top 1%. So everybody's losing ground, and people are waking up to the fact that they've been played. They've been conned. They've been duped. And they're dying because of it, meaning the so-called clot shot, death jab, whatever you want to call it, anything but a vaccine because they changed the definition. So people, as they wake up to the con job, just think about the despair in their minds. Look, I've had a lot of people, because a lot of people know that I'm on national radio, and a lot of people come up to me and they thank me for saving their lives. But at the same time, I've had a lot of parents come up to me and say, Rich, I feel sick because I told my children and my parents it was okay to take this jab. And I'm going to talk a little bit about some solutions for that, too. And by the way, folks, next week, Vince and I are just going to spend 2 hours ripping through as many ideas and solutions as we can come up with. So we'll give you a break from published interviews and articles in the public domain. So, Vince, when you're ready, I would like to start giving information.
Yeah, next week I have a question for you about, let me just set the stage. When you charge your battery bank, can you share with the class how you do it? Because I believe you have an AC charger and a DC battery bank. How is that accomplished? I think our class would like to know. And save that for next week. So class, next Tuesday, nothing but preparedness from Rich's perspective, off-grid living. And
it's not going to be just about off-grid living. It's going to be what we can do about election fraud. It's what we can do about creating parallel medical systems. It's going to be what we can do about a lot of things. But look, this is a participation program. You know, Vince calls this a class. I often use the term homework because we always say, don't believe a word we say. Do your own reading, research, and verification. It's so important that every American and every human, because this is literally crimes against humanity, what we're seeing right now in history. There's nothing. There's never been a period like this. At this level, at this magnitude, at this evil. And the word evil doesn't even hold water. It's that bad. So that's what we need to do, folks. We need to have uncomfortable conversations at every venue. And the only way we're going to have a chance of getting out of this, especially your kids and grandkids, is if we wake up the public. This is why I give these articles and interviews published in the public domain, because of the fact that I have a finite amount of time and I have almost an infinite amount of news. So it's challenging, because when I show up for a broadcast, especially when I'm monologuing, I would love to do small talk. I'd love to do banter with other people. I'd love to take calls. I'd love to, you know, I love interviews because I have to prepare so little. I just prepare the questions of relevance to the expertise of the person I'm interviewing. However, I still feel we're in a very unusual time in history, where people need information because they're getting so much propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. And we are going to see false flags go crazy right now because the powers that be have to hide their crimes. We could see nukes. We could see race wars. And I got information on that. We could see power outages. We could see, you know, the EMP we talked about. And they're going to blame everything either on Russia, on Trump, or on the Patriots. That's what they're going to do. So, Vince, when you're ready, you let me know. And I'm going to start.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
What I do now here, folks, is I give a variety package, if you will, of different categories. You know, it's not just on health care. It's not just on election fraud. It's not just on economics. It's not just on corruption. I give a variety package in the beginning, and then I go from category to category, depending on how much time I have, and I usually delete and omit quite a few articles and interviews as I go along because of time. So here we go, folks. I'm not here to be fancy.
One quick question.
I'm here to be pretty. I'm here to give you information. Here's an article from Maxine
calls?
Waters. She says we have...
Calls or no calls?
We have right-wing conservatives
calls or no calls?
Domestic terrorists in the House. You can't even make this stuff up, folks. Let me just give you some of the comments on this article. This woman is an evil racist and should not be in government. And by the way, certain four-letter words and stuff, obviously, I'm not going to mention. So it won't be a total quote because this program is on AM and FM as well. In her own words, quote, well, we got to stay on the streets and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know we mean business. Sounds violent to me, almost terroristic. Didn't she also tell people in her opponents' faces?
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. Rich, calls or no calls today?
Yeah, Vince, I just don't. I have too much information. I have too much information. We just need to tell the class. I would love to have banter. I would love to have conversation. I'd love to have questions. I'd love to interview people. I'd love to tell stories. You know, I'd love to be speculative. I'd love to... This is a time in history that we can't afford it. I have a finite time, and I have 6 hours of information. So I want to get as much out of here as possible because this is a turning point because people are waking up in droves right now. So what I was talking about, folks, was Maxine's hypocrisy, Maxine Waters, on how the Democrats use projection, and basically they do what they say we're doing. One more comment here about her comment about the right-wing extremists and domestic terrorists of the Congress. Didn't she also tell people in her opponents' faces in restaurants and intimidate them, no, they are welcome here? I'm reading it word for word, so pardon me. Talk about terrorism. She was inciting events that could easily have developed into violence against elected officials, grabbing for headlines and power while doing nothing for her constituents. These are hallmarks of Maxine Waters. The whole page, all the comments is regarding her comment on how we have right-wing conservatives who are domestic terrorists in the House. This is Maxine Waters. This is the Democrat Party. Okay? We need to be aware of all this. Next article right here. Basically, it's a tweet. Just now, every Democrat in the House voted to keep masking, vax mandates, COVID emergency laws, and lockdowns. Every Democrat. I want you to think about this. Or maybe there was one that said president or something like that. But this is called aiding and abetting murder. There's only one way to look at this, folks. And this was a week and a half ago. Next article, a major news study shows that masks don't stop the spread of COVID. Will the mandators apologize? No, they never apologize. They just keep selling the narrative because they are followers. They have lost the ability to think. When you lose the ability to think because you've been bought out, you've been blackmailed, you're no longer representing the people, you're just representing the elite. And speaking of the elite, here's an article. Big Philanthropy Advances is a big player in the private funding of public elections. So basically, people saw the favoring with this article is about the favoring of Democrats in 2020, and some of America's richest foundations are pouring money into similar efforts again. So one of the nonprofit groups called the Audacious Project, whose supporters include, sit down for this, Gates and MacArthur Foundation and the Bridge Span Group, a consultant whose clients include Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood has committed $80 million to a progressive organization, the Center for Tech and Civil Life. Look, this is where the grants come. This is where the subsidies go. This is where the bailouts go. And they're using your money. I want to remind you, during the COVID fraud and all the scamdemic fakeness, the PPP loans, were all the money. This was one of the biggest, if not the biggest, scam on the American people. All the money, like Reese Witherspoon, I mentioned all these executives and celebrities getting big money on PPP loans. I mean, money that you, the listeners, will never make in your lifetime. They just got it given to them, and $80 billion went to abortion clinics. Next article. Hope you swallow your coffee, please. New chair of the Rhode Island Democrat Woman's Caucus is a 69-year-old biological man. Biological male who comes out as trans in 2018. The new chair of the Rhode Island Democrat Woman's Caucus. Do you remember back in the day I used to say, okay, you're not going to believe this? I bet you're believing it now. Here's a really good article, and obviously I'm just going to mention the headlines right now because of time. I'm going to go into details and specificity after the break. The economy actually lost 2.5 million jobs last month. Remember how the government and Biden said they added 517?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You USA News Update. President Biden plans to highlight his economic successes when he delivers his State of the Union address tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. White House economic advisor Brian Deese says Biden will make clear contrast between his approach and what's called trickle-down economics. Deese added Americans are just beginning to see the positive impacts of Biden's policies. Tonight's address comes as new polls show a disconnect between Biden and the American people. The death toll is still rising after the deadly earthquakes on the border of Turkey and Syria Monday. Turkish community members in Colorado are now rallying to collect donations for those directly impacted.
Where you are under rumble and no one can hear you, no one can reach at you, people are scared. Everyone's on the street. That's what makes me sad and that's what makes me cry.
Errol Elmas, a native of Turkey who's lived in Colorado for 3 decades. Lance Pry, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Stevens with us. News in a flash. No calls today, please. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Yeah, folks, I haven't taken calls in a while because we're being murdered. Do you understand? The economy is in intentional, planned collapse. Do you understand? Everything, every freedom and liberty and choice that you had growing up is going to be gone, especially for your kids and grandkids. All right. Right before the break, I was talking about how Joe Biden and the powers that be were bragging about how they added 517,000 jobs last month. It's a total hoax. The U.S. economy actually lost 2.5 million jobs in January. It's documented on the website. Go to investmentwatchblog.com, which is Michael Snyder's. And he basically talks about Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Lyft, Twitter, Walmart, McDonald's, FedEx, and countless other large corporations that have decided to conduct mass layoffs. But see, the government expects us to believe these hoaxes. We have to start lifting up rocks because the bots, the censorship, the CGI, which is computer-generated imagery. We talked about that a bit yesterday. Basically, ChatGPT, basically any subset under artificial intelligence is going to sell you different narratives. That's what they do. Okay. Here's shifting into healthcare a little bit. Again, I'm still in the variety package here, folks. And I hate doing this, but it's absolutely mandatory. And here's an interview from USAWatchdog.com titled, At Least 1 Billion Dead or Disabled from COVID-19 Bioweapon by Dr. Betsy Eads. Dr. Betsy Eads is a hero. She's got tons of hands-on knowledge. She hasn't sold out the public for her own personal money, benefit, or status. She says it like it is, and she uses facts. And that's why I like people like her, because she uses facts, proof, truth, evidence that the mainstream media doesn't, because they're all about propaganda, lies, false flags, hoaxes, gaslighting, things of that nature. So basically, she says over the next 2 years, we're going to have a tsunami of vaccine deaths. And there's a lot of people who don't want to admit it. A lot of it's because of ego and pride, because they don't want to admit that they were wrong. But we're in an era that you can't do this. A new paper just came out in Australia. I mean, how do you even do this math? A 5,162% increase in deaths since the bioweapon in 2020. 5,162 increase in deaths. Percentage, not number. Percentage. I hate saying this, but in the interview, she was very helpful where she gave solutions. A little homework, folks. Whether you've and even if you haven't taken the vax, there's a lot of proof of transmission or shedding, depending on what term you want to use. Dr. Betsy Eads says we should use transmission, but she still uses shedding, and it's irrelevant. Okay? Basically, people who are unvaxxed who are getting close to other people, and she talks about this in this interview. It could be touch. It could be being in the same room. It could be sexual contact with body fluids. People are getting sick from the vaxxed. Remember how the powers that be were pushing, oh, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated? It's exactly the opposite, folks. But anyway, some of her solutions are ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. It's on the bottom of this interview page, if you scroll down. Chlorine dioxide, interferon spray, NAC glutathione, IV chelation therapy, just to mention a few. I really recommend you listen to the interview. I've said this a couple times. I'll be real quick, but I knew somebody who was a really nice guy in my neck of the woods here. He was 57 years old. We visited him in hospice. He smoked 2-3 packs of cigarettes per day. Very nice guy. He said he was this big Christian, but I'm not taking that away from him. But his ego and pride got in the way. He died of lung cancer, and he would have sworn on the Bible had nothing to do with cigarettes after smoking 2-3 packs a day. Don't be that guy. If we admit our mistakes, we can help taking more boosters or not taking the initial dose of this death jab. Moving on, Australia now more than 1,000 heart attack deaths per month. Per month. Look, you can't argue with facts. And that's what we try to do here, facts. And here's another article titled, Do You Know Someone with Long COVID, which is phony, and Vaccinated. So there's a guide for spike protein detox by World Council. When we talk about solutions, I'm going to try and save these two articles that I just mentioned to bring up next week as well. Well, the World Council for Health, they talk about what spike proteins are and detox, and apparently they've been working with 170 organizations in 40 countries to advance public health knowledge. Okay, that to me right there is a red flag, but I read through the article and I looked at it's on thegatewaypundit.com, by the way, thegatewaypundit.com. And they really talk about what is a spike protein, a spike protein detox. I think everybody, at least people who've been vaccinated, need to know about this and how it concentrates in the organs and all this stuff. But at the end of the article, it gives top 10 detox essentials. Some of them are vitamin D, vitamin C, NAC, again, ivermectin, quercetin, zinc, magnesium, just to mention a few. These are some more homework articles I ask everybody and interviews to check out, please. This is from the Citizen Free Press, famous last words for an FDA doctor, apparently Dr. Ovita Fuller. She really pushed and sold the vaccine to the people. Well, a few months later, she died. And I'm not here to say natter, natter, natter. I'm not here to say I told you so. I'm here to tell you to do your own reading and research and verification. Next, on Hidden Camera, the Pfizer director, you remember that guy Walker with Project Veritas, expressed concern about COVID jab-induced menstrual irregularities. And he said, quote, the scandal would be enormous. The scandal? Big Pharma's pushing murder. That's what eugenics and genocide is. And forget about menstrual irregularities. These babies are being born. Fetal deaths are going through the roof. We've given all these articles. Stu Peters has an interview with a whistleblower nurse right now on his website. Scandal would be enormous. My God. If you survive and even have a child and it turns out okay, it's going to transfer the spike proteins and this technology to the kid. One thing for sure, even if you don't die, your life will be shortened. And we've given all the articles from physicians, researchers, and scientists. The U.S. State Department is now offering grants, or wants to offer grants, to proponents of free speech. You see how they twist the words while disqualifying anybody who disagrees with their woke agenda. So basically, the State Department basically says you're going to get $750,000 if you stamp out free speech of anybody who gives facts, evidence, proof, and truth. For example, if you promote biological males playing women's sports, if you promote abortion on demand, if you promote selling of baby parts, if you promote the sexual indoctrination of six-year-old kids, you get money, grants from the taxpayers. I want you to, you can't even make this stuff up, folks. I mean, look at the, I'm going to go off into a tangent here. Ecuadorian man changes his gender to female to gain custody of children in his country that favors mothers during custody battles. Washington State releases the worst sex offenders. Transvestite double rapist placed in women's prison. You have to ask yourself, and I've read articles about this, why is talking about sex with adults sexual harassment, but talking with kindergartners and children about sex in school is necessary? I want you to think about hypocrisy and the stupidity and the lowering of bars of standards in our country right now. All right. moving on, I'm still in the variety package here. Elon Musk sent out a tweet. The worst offender in the U.S. government censorship and media manipulation is an obscure agency called GEC, which is Global Engagement Center. And a lot of these high-tech people are going to the government to use their skill sets to censor, to set up, to cover up the crimes of the elite. This is the stuff that is happening. All right. I just want to remind everybody about keep. You could talk to a friend or family member right now, even on FaceTime. They could literally use this computer-generated imagery to set you up. Facial recognition is all over the airports. This, you know, this AI can imitate fake avatars. We have to be aware of all this. So what I'm going to do now, folks, I'm going to go into healthcare in just a general category. But things, what I want to do, and I have so much information. I got to rip through it pretty quick. But as you mentioned about yesterday about, you know, going to war and attacking a country, but I just want to put something in perspective. I use published articles and interviews in the public domain, and I give you bullet points so you can get as many facts and evidence as possible. Hunter Biden's biolab firm, Metabiota, linked to EcoHealth, World Economic Forum, and Russia claims it has 20,000 biolab documents. You see why we're going to Russia, war with Russia, folks? It's to cover up crimes. Death in Germany surges. Vaccinated gets AIDS. Child organ harvesting operation found in Ukraine. I got more. Ukraine accused of slaughtering, harvesting children's organs, and disposing dismembered children like discarded waste. Ukraine starts drafting reservists age 18, ready for this? 18 to 60. 6-0. Ukraine is supposed to be winning the war? That's the biggest BS. Everything I read is an 8-1 death rate between Ukraine and Russia. I'm even reading that that American soldiers or American people are fighting now for Russia. Next, pharma, MSM, tech, Intel, Zelensky, World Health Organization, the deep state, all working together to cover up bioweapons in Ukraine. Biden to send Ukraine another $2.2 billion in military aid, including long-range missiles.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich is with us. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, sir. I have so much information. I'm not going to get through half of it, so I got to move on here, folks. I was talking right before the break about Biden sending Ukraine another $2.2 billion in military aid, including long-range missiles. They need chaos. They need wars. They need anything from a race war to World War III they need because they have to cover up major crimes. Are you listening to these articles? Russia exposes Ukrainian biolab operator Metabiata and its connections to the Pentagon, to Hunter Biden, to EcoHealth Alliance, and to Ukraine. You can't make this stuff. Look, these are all published articles in the public domain. We don't make any of this stuff up. You have to be aware. I'm not saying Putin's a Boy Scout. He's far from it. But we have to look at what the motive and agenda is of the powers that be. And if people are bought and paid for through money and blackmail, and they're selling out our country for their own personal gain, which one of their agendas is depopulation, something has to be done. And when we don't have judges, lawyers, and politicians and our military stepping up and doing anything, we need to come up with ideas and solutions. All right. Huge is the title of this article. Former EcoHealth VP Dr. Andrew Huff reveals EcoHealth Alliance and Hunter Biden's Metabiata were operating biolab funds funded by the CIA. Look, I could have added another 20 of these articles. If you can't get the motive, the agenda, the corruption behind all this, and the fact that no one's doing anything, this is what happens when everybody's bought and paid for and blackmailed, folks. It's disgusting. Okay, by the way, George Soros is urging the use of Eastern European soldiers to reduce the risk of body bags for NATO countries. You can't make this stuff up. George Soros and the elite is basically saying that one country has more value and should just use up the Eastern European soldiers. In other words, if you're listening, Eastern Europe, you're cannon fodder. Congratulations. So I'm going to move directly into more healthcare here, folks. Very important stuff. You need to listen. What's going on? We've been mentioning these articles. When I say we, I don't mean just USA Preparers. I mean the alternative media. We've been giving you these type of articles for over 2 years. CDC creates 10 billing codes for physicians to keep track of people who refuse to take a COVID-19 jab. Now, I want you to think about this, how this is aiding and abetting murder with the articles I'm about to give you. Video services of CDC official calling for white genocide to eliminate all white vaccine refusers in America, even though African Americans and even people in Africa have taken the jab less than Europeans across the world because they know that they've been targeted for eugenics and genocide before. Look at Planned Parenthood. We've talked about all this. Look, we can talk about each article for an hour. I don't have the time. People need the information. Leaked documents and audio confirms the CDC was tracking and tracing Americans who refused COVID vaccines. This is illegal. It's all legal. It's against the Geneva Convention. It's against HIPAA regulations. It's against the Hippocratic Oath. And it's certainly against the Nuremberg Code. This is a joke. And no one is getting accountability. It's pathetic. Please make me a government worker, please. Make me a supervisor. CDC now admits there are severe and long-lasting side effects from COVID vaccines. They're backtracking, folks. They're playing both sides. They're setting up a case for plausible deniability just in case of Nuremberg 2, which we need last year, comes to fruition. I cannot believe the intentional intellectual laziness of government workers in this country. All they do is go after us, the little people, and they protect the elite. It's pathetic. Tucker Carlson says a pilot, Bob Snow, has a heart attack 6 minutes after landing his plane carrying 200 passengers. He blames the COVID vaccine, of course. Next, globalist Bill Gates says Elon Musk should focus on mass vaccination, not going to Mars. Well, Bill, you're not even a physician. You come from a eugenic genocide family. You didn't earn your job. You didn't earn your money. You got everything through nepotism connection. And you're telling Elon Musk to focus on Mars or on mass vaccination instead of Mars when he was duped into taking the vaccine maybe once or twice from what I read. So is Elon Musk in the process of dying? Do you think he's going to listen to you, Bill Gates? Next, pharmaceutical whistleblower says COVID and the toxic vaccines are bioweapons created by the U.S. Department of Defense. The DOD just gave another $3 million for EcoHealth Alliance, a group tied to Wuhan and gain-of-function research. Tell me how this is possible. Cardiologist says over 7 million Americans may suffer from some form of heart injury due to COVID-19 vaccines. We'll be right back, folks. Can't make this stuff up, people.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.